Time for a cut-in from Rock on the Range with the OGs on the Grizz.
Once again, backstage at Rock on the Range, and this time, hot damn, I am excited. We are joined by a guy right now who has a number one song at rock radio, Red Sun Rising, amazing new CD called Polyester Zeal. You know, we played The Other Side, and Emotionless is screaming up the charts everywhere, and now the guitarist Ryan is with us. I am Jack. Thank you so much.
Hey, thank you, man. That means a lot to us. We appreciate the support from all you guys. It means, you know, it's to see the songs climb like that, it means so much to us, so thank you.
I know it's not easy getting out and doing stuff anymore, and especially being a new band today, you got to pay your dues. How has it been for you to have the excitement to get up on stage and see people with this song, which connects to everybody?
Oh man, there's no greater feeling in the world than to see a crowd of people singing your music back to you, and knowing that it touched them somehow, or it's the best feeling in the world.
That's one hell of a song, man, and it once you hear it, it sticks to you. And you know what? I love the guitar solo in it.
Oh, awesome, man. Thank you so much. We're proud of that one. You know what? That's actually an older song for us, and it almost never saw the light of day. It ended up being kind of the reason we ended up getting a record deal. So we're glad we recorded it. It was just something in the back catalog that we loved, and one day we're like, you know, let's put it on paper and see what it looks like. Put it on a record. Here it is.
So I got to ask you, I love the tone in your guitar that you have, okay? Who's influenced you, and who was the first person that made you want to play guitar?
Oh, man. You know, my friends all started playing, and that's what really made me want to play. My Aunt Tracy got me on stage first, gave me a guitar. I love her very much, but Metallica, Hendrix, man, David Gilmour, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Tom Morello. Oh, I could go on for days, man. Dimebag Darrell. That's it, just ongoing. Oh, Brian May.
Oh, Brian May played with that English coin in the early days. You're just amazing stuff. Well, you guys are out on the road now, and you've been hitting it pretty hard. How long is this tour going to last? And you're going to take a break, and then you're going to get another song off this album?
We're going to, we got about another 3 weeks left. We've been gone for about 3 months, so we're going to get a break. And as much as we love the shows, it'll be nice to catch a little break and recuperate. And I'm losing my voice, obviously. We're actually gonna do a recording. I can't tell you what that is. It's not gonna be for the new album. It's gonna be a surprise for the fans, and we're gonna release a new single this summer.
Outstanding. We're real excited to see you guys, and you're gonna have a massive throng of people here. This is one of the best events I've ever been to.
It's one of my favorites, man, and it's like a homecoming show for us. We're Ohioans, and we haven't been here in a long time to play, and we're so excited to be here.